Welcome back to another episode of Ballin' Beast. This is Roger, and I'm here with the homie Mendo. What's going on, brother?
What up, pimpin'? What up? How you feeling?
We feeling good, man. Feeling good, man. Today, we're going to move it along to the Western Conference playoffs. And we will absolutely be sure to do the year-end awards in this episode. Since the last episode went a little long because Mendo can't stop with his hating. And we had to spend half the episode on his Zion hate. I'm trolling.
Straight trolling. This dude, man.
As we record this, the Lakers have advanced. They beat the Pelicans in the playing game. Mm-hmm. They was up 18. Zion brought them back. He had 40 and 11 in his overrated ass.
The sunshine on dog's ass someday. I mean, what do you want from me with this dude, man? We're not going to spend another 8 minutes. We're not going to spend another 8 minutes on this dude. We're not doing it.
So, with Lakers that being said, the first one out of the way. Mm-hmm. So, we get Lakers, they win, and they get the prize of playing Denver again.
Oh. Didn't they want to play Denver? I feel like I saw somewhere it was like, let's go Denver.
I don't know. But
careful what you wish for.
All I can say about that is be careful what you wish for, yeah?
You know, that's right. I mean,
we saw what Joker did to them boys last year.
Listen, it could be a 35-piece extra crispy with no ranch,
mm-hmm.
no blue cheese, mm-hmm. just go down hard. Prawns and all. No, man.
Lakers, do they have any chance against Denver? Before we even get to the other play-in, since they get in Denver.
So, be honest. Anytime you have LeBron on the court that's healthy, you have a chance. Because LeBron makes people around him better.
Okay.
Now, could they substantiate a four-game series?
Can they get four dubs?
I can see them getting one.
Oh, shit. I'm thinking. You could be like, if things fall right, they could upset you. Like, nah. If chips fall right, they get one.
Maybe two.
Oof.
You think the Lakers get more than two?
I don't think they will. I think it's possible. If they defend like at their maximum capacity.
You saw them play the Pelicans tonight.
Yeah, but they couldn't handle.
Zion
is a bad matchup for anybody on that team. They couldn't handle him to the tune of 40. So I get that. And yes, Joker did destroy them last year and the year before that. But
I know you're going to say this.
However,
Aaron Gordon.
Okay. What about Aaron Gordon?
Coming from the dunker spot. Can maybe give you a random three here or there.
Yes.
Michael Porter Jr., outside of his absolutely wild takes on fucking social media, wild takes. You can go and find those yourself on YouTube Shorts, but that's another story.
He does.
This dude be saying some fucking crazy shit.
He is. It's not quite Gilbert, but he got some zingers.
Yo. How does dude know about people in the... Anyways, so Michael Porter Jr., he will give you consistent 15 to 18.
Mm-hmm.
Jamal
Murray. Even if AD plays out of his mind, no? If AD and LeBron
even if they give you total 60, 22, and... 8, 9.
Them other dudes they're not gonna be able to do enough. No faith in D'Angelo.
Russell is gonna have trouble on the different looks that they give him. Because they're not just gonna give him Murray.
What about Rui?
Rui.
I'm trying. Look man, I'm trying to make this a series.
Rui is not going to put them in the game.
Not the needle mover. He's not moving the needle.
He's not gonna. He's gonna do what he does, but he's not gonna. He's not gonna move them.
Yo, man, I'm trying.
The guy that every, the guy all that I could think move of them,
is Joker destroying AD.
Yeah, dude, he's just gonna pound on him. The guy that could move the needle because they may lag off him could be Reeves.
Man, because they may they, lag off
him. Well, because I feel like they're gonna try
before they lag off of Reeves.
Nah, I don't think so, because D'Angelo's gonna have the ball in his hand. D'Angelo is going to have the ball in his hand quite a bit, so you're not going to lag off him. I feel like the subtle hedges are going to be on AD and LeBron when appropriate. Hopefully, hopefully they can cross. You talking they can offense. Be cross-eyed.
Can they defend Denver? No, I don't doubt that they could probably, they can have the sunshine on their ass a couple of times, and they can, might have a big, scoring game here and there. But not right. only did the Lakers' offense take a step back this year, their defense took a step back.
Yeah, I mean, so, their defense is no way near what it was. But again, you're asking a 39-year-old LeBron. What's AD like 39 too? I mean, what? I'm sorry.
Messed up, man. Messed up.
Hey,
but man, if them back spasms went away, I think he could do something. He might could do something.
Yeah. If I had an ACL, I could still dunk. Man.
I got Denver.
If I had an ACL, I could still dunk, bro.
Oh, man. I got Denver in six. I don't.
Denver probably. I think it's going to be a gentleman sweep. But could Lakers squeak out two? There's a possibility they may catch them off guard, win one at home.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Let's jump around the board here a little bit. So,
okay,
as I'm of ready. Us recording this right now.
Mm-hmm.
Warriors, Kings.
Yes, sir.
Sacramento is up by 9 early in the second quarter. Where do you see this game going? Do you think?
So,
let's say this. Let's put it like this.
Mm-hmm.
The Kings looked ill-prepared to deal with Golden State last year. They looked kind of deer in the headlights-ish, like the moment may have been a little too big.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were young. Do you see a repeat of that this year? Or do you feel like they can do some work and run that and switch that result this year?
So they were young. And if I remember correctly, Fox was not 100%, right?
No. But they also, but they're there now, no Herder. So losing Herder, that's
losing Herder does make a difference. That does, yes.
Tale of the swing 3-point shooter. So.
I think if this game gets to halftime and Golden State is still down by double digits, I don't see Sacramento losing this game. I don't. Because there's nobody that's going to play toe to toe against Sabonis.
Okay.
As quick as Steph is, he's not staying with De'Aaron.
No.
He's not staying with quick. You vertical. Don't have.
He's not quick lateral.
Right. You don't have anybody on that Warriors
mm-hmm.
roster
mm-hmm.
that's staying with De'Aaron.
Yeah. The funny thing is,
mm-hmm.
they're up 9. De'Aaron has 8 points. He's 4 of 6. Sabonis has 4 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist.
Mm-hmm.
Early in the second quarter, and the Kings are up 11. He hasn't even kicked off yet.
Right. And what's Murray? What's Murray got?
Murray's got 14. He's got 4 threes already.
They started him off. Why? Because you need that guy
mm-hmm.
to be able to stay in the game.
Mm-hmm.
They got him cooking early,
mm-hmm.
so that way now. Because listen, De'Aaron and DeMontis. They're going to be able to get their baskets.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've ever watched a game where they haven't been able to get their shot. Yeah. It may be off, but they still get their shot. So they don't play in any kind of... Neither one of them outside of, you know, every one of these kids now, they're always crying about calls, not calls, but they don't ever play outside of the pace of their game. Mm-hmm. They dictate. So what do I need to win this game? I need the other guys. I need Monk. I need Murray to be able to start cooking so they get confident. If they get confident, now you have a four-headed monster that you're trying to play the shell game to determine who am I going to rotate over next. And the fact, like I said, the fact that they got Murray cooking early, to me, that's going to be a wrap. And we didn't even talk about Harrison Barnes, Mr. Steady. We didn't even talk about Harrison.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean...
Okay. Hey, you call it what you want. You think Warriors are going to... Warriors will have a run. So, yes, so they will.
So here's an issue. Mm-hmm. Monk is out for this game, by the way. He got hurt last week.
Okay. Okay.
So he's out for this game. They're still up 14 now.
So maybe that's the reason why they got Murray started even earlier.
It can open. Yeah, they have to. I'm glad that the Kings got out to an early lead because they're going to need to just kind of, they're going to have to, they're fighting back a closing wall, right? Can you escape before the walls close in? They started off good.
You calling the Warriors down by 13 the escape room. Okay.
They are the escape room in the Kings' current situation.
Is that because of Monk being out, or is that because Monk of just the Warriors being out?
I think are against a team like the Warriors, like you need buckets because you need to have the ball swinging. Okay. I think they can still win this game if they can keep the pace up and run, and make Golden State, you know, make Green and Thompson and Curry consistently have to run up and down the court rather than only in their offensive sets. I think they got a chance to do this. And honestly, with them up 14 and even think, man, you know what?
I don't know, bro.
I think the Warriors going to come back and win this game.
Okay.
I think the Warriors going to come back and win this game. I think the Warriors are going to beat the Pelicans on Thursday night, and they will take the 8 spot against Oklahoma City.
Okay, so you got Warriors over Kings and then Warriors over Pelicans.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I had, going into this real talk, I had Lakers over the Pelicans. Not for my disdain for Zion. It was because I knew LeBron was going to be at that point. This game right now with the Kings and Warriors, I have the Kings over the Warriors.
Okay.
I'm staying with the Kings over the Warriors. And I'm going to say that the Kings beat the Pelicans to close up the eighth seed. And they will play Oklahoma City in a battle of the young teams.
Okay.
I think 1-8 is going to be OKC Thunder and the Kings.
Okay. That's going to be a fun series.
Right.
If that happens.
Oh, yeah. This will be a great series to watch. Great series to watch. So Lakers are in the 7th seed. They're going to play the Nuggets.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Lakers, you may get 2 at best. I think it's going to be 1, but you may get 2.
Okay, yeah. Either then, whoever plays OKC, I see they 1 game. Doesn't matter if it's the Warriors.
Where you want to go, 4-5 or 3-6?
I want to go 3-6. The 4-5 one is probably the most interesting. Let's go 3-6. Minnesota.
Okay. Yes.
Do you believe in Minnesota? Right now, as we speak, do you believe in Minnesota? Can they beat? Well, I mean, of course they can. Do you see them beating the Suns.
Yes.
I have a feeling the Suns are going to beat them. And it's going to be on, I think it's going to be an experience thing.
All right. And you have a point there, but I'm going to just, you know,
my heart tells me Minnesota. My head's telling me Phoenix.
Karl Anthony Towns came back. Okay. Mm-hmm. Karl Anthony Towns was very influential in them getting to the point where they were this season.
Mm-hmm.
He came back. I don't feel that they've missed a step. And
no.
And here's just, I don't know when Karl Anthony Towns came back. I feel like he came back. Second to last game. Okay.
Yeah.
So second to last game, and they lost one, but they're 6 of the last 4.
Yeah.
Okay. Oklahoma City. So the only team that's riding a higher win streak is Oklahoma City. Mavs and Suns. Actually, they're all at 7-3. Mm-hmm. 7 of the last 3. So everyone in the West was hot. Everyone in the West was coming in. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're cooking. Thunder won their last 5. Okay. Losers, Clippers and Minnesota. Clippers and Sun and Mavs, 3-2 losses straight. Mm-hmm. So going back to the Suns, I don't feel the Suns are playing bad. I just think that for me, I mean, looking at this, I feel like Minnesota is a tighter team.
I agree, but I feel like Phoenix has the potential to go way more nuclear than Minnesota. Like the ceiling is higher this year for
sure
for Phoenix.
We've said for many years that KD puts up numbers, but they're not needle mover numbers. They're empty numbers. He puts up his 25 and 8-9 a game.
Down the second half of this season. They needed bit of it.
Every bit of it. What's Booker gonna do? Who's covering AD? Anthony Edwards. Who's covering Anthony Edwards on that Suns team? Who?
It's gotta be Booker. It's gotta be Booker.
Okay. Booker already has some trepidation, if you will, with regards to being, not so much defense, but people covering him tight. So if Edwards is gonna be, he's gonna cover Edwards. I'm pretty sure Edwards is covering him because Edwards don't back down. Unless you're gonna
put Beal on him or Grayson Allen.
So Grayson Allen's an interesting piece, but I think you might put Grayson Allen on little buddy from
Conley.
Yes, I think you might put him on Conley. I think that actually matches up better. Because Conley has, from a Suns standpoint, Conley's always got the ball in his hand, facilitating. Putting a bigger guard on him, it disrupts those passing lanes, right? So I think that you may find Grayson covering there. But then, Yusuf Nurkic is foul prone.
Yeah. But you still got Beal too, though. Don't forget about Beal.
But hold tight though. Hold tight. No, because you called the Suns. Yeah. Because you called the Suns. I just want to know who's covering Nurkic.
It's Gobert.
Okay. Who's covering Towns?
KD.
Okay. That to me, there's. That may be kind of a wash.
Only if Towns doesn't camp out on the perimeter.
And if he does,
is that an advantage?
Hmm.
If Towns goes back to his early NBA college time where he got his ass on the block, you could make that an issue for the Suns.
Okay.
You can make it a legitimate issue.
I feel this season, last season, he's learned how to play according to the matchup. Could I be wrong?
I hope that's the case. I hope that's the case. Let me ask you this. Flip it.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Who defends Kevin Durant?
So, I think the drunken fighter covers him.
Jaden Daniels?
No. He's not the drunken fighter.
Kyle Anderson?
Yes. When he comes off the bench.
Comes off the bench.
I said when he comes off the bench.
Yeah.
He's going to, because he does play starter minutes, though. Even though he's coming off the bench.
18 to 20 minutes. He plays like 20 to 25 minutes, depending on the match. But he's not going to play more than Jaden Daniels is. Purely because of his defense. 25 minutes. Yeah, Jaden Daniels. How many minutes does Jaden Daniels play?
Hold on, let's look at this. Let's look at this right now. We're going to look at this stats real time, guys.
29 minutes a game.
McDaniels plays 29 minutes, and where's Anderson plays? Oh, Anderson. Okay, you're right. Anderson plays 22.
Yeah.
So they may throw a mix at him.
So I can see that, McDaniels.
Okay.
That's the only guy with the length to play him.
McDaniels will probably be able to play him. Yes, absolutely.
So Anthony Edwards, more than likely on Booker. That leaves Grayson Allen and Beal. Beal, you probably put Conley on him, right? Which means if we assume Gobert is going to be sticking around the paint with Nurkic, that means Karl Anthony Towns will have to play on the perimeter
to be effective,
looking for swings to contest swings when it goes to Grayson Allen. So that same mismatch on one side can also be flipped on the other side.
Flipped on the other side, yeah. So looking at this now too,
it's a weird matchup, man. It's like whoever can impose their
will, right? Yeah. And does Naz Reid get a little bit of burned where he can?
Oh, Naz Reid is going to be playing consistent 20 plus minutes. Soon as they're going to have two bigs on the floor, pretty much at all times.
But yeah. So it'll probably be a mix between Towns, Gobert, Reed, and McDaniel.
Yeah. And Naz Reid is the X factor, whatever you want to call it, the whatever, you know, the secret weapon, whatever. Like, Phoenix has nothing to handle him. When he comes off. Nothing on their bench can handle him. I'm sorry, Bol Bol ain't going to do it either.
Like, he's too light in the onion.
Right. This is the most interesting. This is probably the toughest matchup wise, because you don't know what you're going to get, because they're like totally opposite of how they want to play. Like the Suns, they play four out, one in.
Yeah.
The Wolves honestly play two legit bigs. Who does what? Who forces the other team to play my style?
I still feel the Wolves will.
No, they can't. If the Wolves dominate the offensive glass, they win the series.
Okay.
To me. Okay. If the Suns can be anywhere close to them on the glass and can pick up the pace, I think they'll pull the upset. That's where I'm at.
Okay.
Final, I'm going to go, I say Suns in seven. I think this one's probably going to go seven.
I think it's going to go seven as well, but I'm going to put the Wolves at the top with seven.
Okay. All right.
And it's, again, it's not because the Suns are not capable. I just don't know if they really, truly
By the way, the Suns swept them this year. They played three times. They beat them three times.
That's fine. I mean, I think the teams that have swept the Knicks, if they meet him in the playoffs, the Knicks may have trouble, because now I've seen everything you've thrown at me. You know me. Mm. I always anticipate the season as looking at what has been thrown at me.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I can see it going both ways, but man.
I don't go both ways.
So I think
no did it.
I think no did
it. He's stupid.
So he's so stupid. I think the Suns have a chance, but I'm gonna put the Wolves over the Suns.
I have the exact opposite. Both teams got a chance, but I'm going with the Suns. All right, last one. Here we go. Clippers, Mavericks. Mavericks probably the hottest team in the league right now.
Absolutely.
The Clippers when they're playing great, it looks amazing, but consistency was not what it was early. Like I just say after Harden started cooking, they went on a win streak, but then inevitably, as we expected, injuries started creeping in.
Piling up.
Kawhi apparently is on...
he got a knee issue right now, right?
He got a knee issue that crept up in the last week. Paul George has been playing well, but you never know what happens to his knees. Russell just came back off of a hand injury. You know, Harden is always a couple sloppy joes away from a hamstring pull. Mm-hmm. So... you don't know what you're going to get. But let's say that Kawhi can play through soreness in the knee. Mm-hmm. And he can play about 90% of his normal self. 85, 90% of his normal self. Who wins that series for you?
He's putting up 24-6-4.
Yeah.
With from a defensive standpoint, he's still got... almost two assists a game, almost two steals a game, and almost a block a game.
Yeah,
that's commendable.
Now,
I don't know, in that series though.
Do you think offensive? I'm not even going to say defensively. We know they can defend offensively. What you've seen the last month and a half from the Mavericks, can they keep up?
Offensively?
Yes.
Yes.
With the Mavericks, you think they can keep up offensively?
You asked if the Mavericks can keep up with the Clippers. I'm sorry.
If the Clippers can keep up offensively with the Mavericks.
No.
Considering how the Mavericks have played.
That's why I was like, yes, absolutely the Mavericks. No, I don't think the Clippers have that, because here's the thing. You have Russell Westbrook is coming back from his injury.
Mm-hmm.
As you mentioned, you have Harden that is, one big gulp away from I'm gonna be out in this game.
Mm-hmm.
So Paul George has not been a defender that he's been for years. Mm-hmm. Although I still think he's a more than capable defender. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's what he was. Okay.
Let me ask you this, because you brought up Paul George, right? So the way that the Mavericks play, where so much of it is initiated by Luka, right? Where you can kind of manufacture your defense to switch here and there, where you can be constantly, you can kind of scheme constantly having a legit body on Luka.
Uh-huh.
Do you feel like that can give them an advantage, or is the way Luka playing right now, it don't really matter?
Luka and Kyrie, the way they both playing right now,
will it not matter?
Luka has the most confidence in his teammates than I think I've ever seen.
Very true.
And when you can believe in your teammates and you can sit there and play and be like, regardless if I pass the ball and it scores, I believe that he can score.
Yeah.
Not the trepidation of, I don't want to pass. He has the ultimate confidence in his teammates right now. He's making people around him better.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just Gafford and Washington alone. Again, they've only been over for probably less than 30 games.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So the fact that you have this definite like vibe happening. They're going into the playoffs, as they say, in the right manner. They're going in on all four cylinders. They're clicking together at the right time. I told you before, I want to see a season of these guys together because that's going to be the true testament of what's going to happen in the West.
You're never going to get a full season with them because Kyrie's generally going to miss a chunk of games.
Well,
but from what you're seeing right now, I mean, it looks pretty damn good.
I mean, is this the most games that Kyrie's played? He got 58 this season. I'm clowning, guys.
But let's go to the other end now, because the ball basketball, you kind of have to. Everybody got to play two ways, right?
Sure.
So when
they
go back down the other end, how confident are you of the Mavericks defensively against the Clippers?
They play good team defense.
They do.
They do play good.
I think it all starts on their back end with them two bigs.
Well, yeah, Washington, moving. Yes.
I'm not even talking about Washington. I'm talking about Gafford and the rookie.
Who?
Jesus Christ. The Duke rookie.
Lively.
Derek Lively.
Yeah.
Two lob threats, the two shot blockers. Those dudes do.
Yeah, they do the way
that they can, you know, hedge on the perimeter, like they throw people off. Because let's be real, the Mavericks don't have much in the way of like quote unquote lockdown defenders, but they get in the way.
They're a good team. They're a good team defensive team. They're probably the best culmination of non ISO defender type of players.
Yes.
On a team that plays really decent team defense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say this with any kind of slight, but the Mavericks in six.
Yo, I'm kind of thinking the same.
You've got two guys that have 30% usage on the offensive end.
Yeah.
That are playing together unselfishly.
And efficient. Yeah.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
That's dangerous because regardless of anything else, that means you're still getting like 80 points from your offense without even sweating.
Let's operate under the premise that Kawhi and PG are still somewhat quasi elite defenders. Do you subscribe to the throw a bunch of bodies at him theory in terms of Kawhi, him, PJ Tucker throwing these guys at Luka? Yes.
No,
and you got to go to the head of the snake, right?
Well, yeah, but Luka also. When have you ever seen Luka play out of pace?
This is true.
I use this reference a lot because you don't have a lot of guys that can play.
It's hard to wear out a dude that plays slow.
Right, he plays slow. He doesn't get out of his rhythm.
Yeah.
You know, Joker plays the same way. When you have guys that don't get frazzled by playing the looks that come at them, and they play within their own pace. They're controlling the ball. They're controlling the game. You know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, you want to put him on me? All right, let's do it. All right.
Yo, I got you. I'm good.
Okay, so,
turnovers that happen are not turnovers that are caused by, you know, being out of control. They're caused by, oh, I think I can get this. And that happens. That's human nature. But Luka's turnovers, I mean, he's got four turnovers a game at 10 assists a game.
Yeah. But considering how much of the ball he has, the four turnovers isn't as big a deal as it normally we would normally think.
No. No. I mean, think about it. They're giving out 16 assists and five turnovers a game between Luka and Kyrie. Mm-hmm. 16 and five.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah. The way that Dallas is playing right now, I came think into the this only the right teams, spot. Yeah, the only teams that can mess with them that could compete against them right now in the West is Denver and Oklahoma
City. Oklahoma City.
I don't even, not even the Timberwolves. And they don't have to, they're not going to see the Timberwolves. If they get by, it'll be OKC. But I think the Mavericks take them in like four or five games. And then we get a very cool future episode where we wonder, like, what are the Clippers doing at this point?
No, it's true. It's true.
But we'll talk about that in another week and a half and see if that episode is actually going to happen. But
if it comes to fruition. Yeah. So the 1-8, that means that that's the... Is it Lakers?
Yeah.
No. It's going to be whoever wins from
Warriors or OKC.
Warriors, but I don't, OKC.
I don't think it matters. OKC is a buzzsaw right now. Steamroller. You know, whatever you want to call it. They that.
They're playing Avalanche. Solid. I feel like Oklahoma City in its just entirety is not looked at with the same regard as other teams right now.
Because they're like 20, they average 23 years old. So people are like...
So that means that you just discredit them? Disregard
it's not
them?
An issue of discredit them. I think the feeling is that they're a year or two away. That, yes, they've peaked out. They had a great season. But at some point, I think this is what the thinking is that they're young. And that at some point, the inexperience, they're going to run against a team that they probably should beat. But the experience, the lack of experience is going to bite them. A la Celtics in the finals a couple years ago with Golden State. Everybody was like, yo, the Boston should beat them. But once they started playing, the experience level showed up. Booties got tight. You know, like you could see it. You could see it happening, right? So I think that's what it comes down to. And if it is, for example, if it is the Warriors, right? If it is the Warriors, and the Warriors have closed it to within four at the half right now, by the way. But let's say it is the Warriors, I think a lot of people will be like, damn. You know, Steph's going to come in here and it'll be the Celtics and its potential to be the Celtics all over again. Or they get by them and then in the next round, you got to face Luka or Kawhi and PG, you know, like veterans, right? So I think that's the thinking behind it. Now, on paper, they should smack them both, right? But. You know, that's, you know, to be, we got to see it first. We got to see if, you know, if they booties don't get tight or if their decision making don't get, you know what I mean? Or if shots don't fall, how do they react? Right. Or if somebody gets hot against them, do they start how to press as young press? Team?
Yeah.
You know, so, that's the issue.
So for me, I initially did not see your point about that they're still a year or two away.
Yeah.
But just hear me out for a second. 22 and 50. 24 and 58. 40 and 42. 57 and 25. You went two wins.
No, they made the jumps.
No. Just let me finish. Let me finish this thought. You went two wins to 16 wins to 17 wins differential between three
jumps.
Years.
Yeah.
Jumps. Same coach. But here's the thing that I want to say is the biggest. They went from 103 points to 104 points to 115 points to 119. But from a defensive standpoint, points allowed...
They're a top five team in the league. Top ten team in the league. Yeah,
That's like, whoa, hold on a second. These guys got something going on.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they were a year away, because I feel if they were a year away, you may have saw some drop off at some point during the season where it's kind of like you get that onset lemon booty type of, okay, we can kind of glaze through this. They kept up the intensity the entire time. And they got Chet this season. So yes. And here's the thing, you don't know what the differentiator was. Is it Chet stepping up and not stepping up, but coming into the league? Was it Shea?
Well, both.
17 wins?
Yeah. No, that's totally understand that. However,
all right,
the last 3 years, no playoff appearances. Right? So they've made the jump this year.
I mean, the West is tight.
They haven't had to deal with playoff pressure yet. Maybe they'll surprise everybody and be care. Let's just go.
Sure.
But this is the first time they've been all them dudes together. Most of them dudes, period. First time they've been in the playoffs.
No.
Outside of like Lou Dort, I think he's the only one that's been to the playoffs in their rotation. And mostly because Lou Dort was in the bubble.
Right.
With Chris Paul and them when they lost. Right? So the rest of them cats never seen this before. Right? So the playoff pressure is a little different. They should still get out of the first round, but I in terms of making a deep playoff run, I'm not so sure yet. But
so you think that Oklahoma City may be a one and done in regards to a playoff getting out of the first round?
They'll get out of the first round, but I don't know if they'll get out of the second round.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting, sir. Very interesting. Okay.
I'm not so sure yet. Just because I've seen this with like young teams, like with Boston. Like Boston had to take their lumps. They haven't taken any lumps yet. Maybe they don't need them, but they haven't had to take them yet. This is the first time they're gonna have to see where they stand. You know?
Interesting.
So that's like, interesting part for me.
Okay.
You know? Cause shit, you know how these first round games, I mean, we've seen first round teams of veterans that got into the playoffs, couple things go bad, and then it falls off the table.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't think Oklahoma City is gonna be that fall off though.
The Mavericks that won 69 games.
Yeah.
With the Warriors. Like, you never know, man.
You know, the hidden analytics of basketball, the hidden analytics is the body language and the how you play with somebody else. Mm-hmm. Right? What happens when you take a playoff possession off? You know, what does that do? What does that do to the mental state of the team?
Mm-hmm.
You have probably seven teams. I'm probably underselling it, but you have probably seven teams right now that legitimately love playing basketball with each other and want to see a win. Mm-hmm. Celtics. Sacramento Kings.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see here. Who else can I say?
Denver.
Denver. You could say Dallas. You could say Dallas.
Dallas for sure.
Dallas for sure. The Heat culture, that's a whole different vibe. I feel that that's legit.
Yeah,
I'd say the Heat. I don't feel anyone on that team really doesn't like playing with one another. They're all like, let's get up there. You feel like
everybody's bought in. With
Indiana?
Yeah. I don't think they're good enough to do it, but the chemistry is there.
No. But again, it's the fact of we're trying to play together.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Oklahoma City. I feel
you're good enough.
I feel
or
like
not.
Those are the teams that literally every night, if you get 22-10 and we win, I'm good.
Yeah.
If I get six, but I got these assists and this counts towards it, or I got these I feel like that's a major factor in basketball, and I feel like those teams are the ones that do it. I feel like Oklahoma City is one of those teams.
Yeah.
Where that's the same kind of concept.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I totally agree. I totally agree. That's why I say I think they're like a year away. I think they're going to have to take a lump this year, reassess,
see,
and then
I
come back
that,
and go, we take it to that next step, and then let's go.
I don't think that that's taken that they're a year away so much as the West is that thick.
Yeah.
The West is 2C thick. Like it's like you got to work in the West.
Yeah. Like,
you know,
that's what I'm saying. Like, they got adult teams that have been there. They've seen pressure. They've seen these things, right? They've gone through some of this stuff. Yeah. These dudes haven't. So we're just thinking. We're going off of their talent and the togetherness, whatever, regular season. Things get a little tighter. The game slows down a little bit in the playoffs.
Sure,
like,
this
you know
is
what I'm saying?
Where you see the true trust.
Right. And do you see... Now some of them young dudes trying to do a little bit too much, you know, like what does the composure look like? Because generally run through that, the composure thing, you see the cracks in it. Mm-hmm. Then they go, they reassess, mature a bit, and then come back, do they thing, right? So that's what I'm looking for. Will they do that?
Will they be able to do that?
Shit, they may come out of the gate, you know, like Orlando in 94, right? I'm sorry, 93, right? Young
Shaq
Bucks come out of nowhere all the way to the finals, but they still got that humbler in the finals.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Beat Jordan, all that, but then they got the humbler, right? When they got to Akeem. So, you know, maybe they get all the way down there and finish it. Maybe they find that humbler when they go against Joker. Maybe they find that humbler when they go against Luka and them. You know, like that's what remains to be seen. All right, brother. With that, we're up against it. We
stop
wanted
trying
to, do
to push
the...
your fucking Zion.
I know
nonsense.
I know.
Stop
I know.
Pushing your Zion.
I know.
Nonsense.
I did. We did it today with the. We did it with the Zion, and we went a little long with some of these. But what we'll do is we'll push the postseason awards to the next episode.
Next episode,
and we'll do. Fine. The all NBA team, all defensive
as
team,
well.
And all that good
one,
stuff.
One, two, and three.
We'll do it. Yeah, we'll do. Yep. We'll do them all together. So we don't. You okay. know. We. You know. We can go.
Put
so
the
we,
awards.
We might have y'all on here put for 3 hours once we start talking about this stuff.
Hey,
so
seriously, y'all guys could have heard.
So we'll,
if y'all
we'll
guys could have heard
on.
What was going on.
We'll push it on. We'll push it on. So with that,
bro,
appreciate
brother.
Y'all. Appreciate you. And
yo,
you
my dude for like.
Hit us on the socials. Hit us on this, that, and the other.
You can find us.
Email.
You can find us.
Threads.
You can find us on Twitter, Threads, Facebook,
it's,
IG.
Yeah, oh, you still rolling Twitter, not X?
All right. Man, fuck him and his ex. He ain't lying sack of shit. This motherfucker. Talking about. I got your Neuralink right here. See, you want to start. You do this shit.
Did it again.
You fucking
did it
get
again.
These little jabs. You get these little jabs in it. Yeah, it's going to be Twitter. Fucking Twitter. That's what it is.
Hey, listen. Listen. It's
this
been real.
Why?
Appreciate y'all, man. Hey, by the way, we
yes,
gave
sir.
All
yes,
those
sir.
Predictions, and as we stand, Sacramento is up 13 at the start of the quarter. So,
yo,
at the start of the fourth quarter.
Hey, wait.
So, hey, just so you know that, you know, we ain't like battle rappers, you know, or rappers on verses that we go and I write mines and wait till Jay write his, and then I gotta, be killing me. I gotta rewrite mine. We gonna leave it in. We're going to leave
it
in.
You get cooked, you get cooked.
You get cooked, you get cooked. So we'll see how those predictions work.
Yo, I forgot to tell you. The Reggie Lewis jersey finally came in.
Oh, shit. That's
what's
up.
I'll send you a picture. So
Reggie
funny.
Lewis.
Real quick. Northeastern one. The one from Matt.
Yes.
So dude was, I reached out and he was like, oh, sorry, we had an issue with the distributor. I'm like, that's okay, cool. So I flaked on it, got back to him a little bit later, like later.
Uh-huh.
And then he was like, dude, I'm so sorry here.
Oh shit, he should have told him to send you two.
They finally came. Right? So they finally
you know
they finally came in though.
Should have told him to send you
though,
a Patrick Ewing Cambridge Ringe and Latin jersey with him.
Well, you know what? I wonder if he had those. I know we had Dana Barrows.
That should have been fire. You get the high school jersey
in that Laney blue mm-hmm. and yellow. That's mm-hmm. just clean, boy. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, outside of that, I just wanted to tell you that I got the jersey. Dope. If I'm a kid. Dope.
Well, all right, peoples. We'll holler at y'all. Ace. We'll see y'all soon.
We got you. Next
and,
one.
And you know, we'll be back on the next episode so I can tell Mendo how ill Zion is and throw it down his throat. Peace.
Man, stop. Always gotta get these last jabs in.
Steve.